Hey guys, if you've always wanted to have a piece of genuine sci-fi movie history on your desk, then Megaton Games, a new Kickstarter project, The Reliquary, is for you. It's an affordable way of owning a physical piece of Star Wars, Star Trek, Aliens, Serenity, and BSG. Yes, all five in one display. Go to the website, the-reliquary.com for more info, or search for The Reliquary on the Kickstarter website. Tonight on TMSPM, Trumpy Bumpy.
You have ancient viruses.
Kill that voicemail.
Force is with us. With us is with is. In
oops.
April.
Oops. Cyrus says she's out of here.
App time.
Your Twitter questions and more on this episode of TMS PM.
This is the morning stream. But it's not in the morning, it's at night.
TMS PM.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to TMS PM. This is the weekly deal we do because you on patreon.com/TMS support us, and so we do a fifth show a week. That's why we're here.
It's because you guys are awesome. Yeah. There's no other reason. Yeah, it's just because you're so awesome.
They're the greatest. They really are. We're here. We're doing it again. We were here this morning. We had another show to do. I got to read you something funny, Brian.
Okay.
Well, that's Brian Ibbett. I'm Scott Johnson.
Oh, yeah, yeah. In case you just joined us.
Yeah, if you're just tuning in, this is what you've missed. All right, somebody tweeted this earlier, and I just had to share it because it cracked me up, and it also makes me never want to shake his hand.
Okay.
So I got a copied thing. Let's see. Here it is, the graphic on my phone. I found it. All right. Here's what it says. This is an excerpt from the book, page 78 to be specific, of Donald Trump's The Art of the Deal. Mm. You know, okay. His famous book about businessy business, right?
Yes.
He says this. He says, another one of my personal favorite power plays is quite simple, but very effective. The no wash trick. And this is so easy. This is really so easy. I've been doing it myself since third grade. Okay, here you go. You ready? This is the hard part, big part. Stop washing your hands. After going to the bathroom, don't wash your hands. Think about it. You're handling your junk. You leave the men's room. You go back to your meeting and shake hands with people. They don't know, but you know they're basically touching your junk.
Then he really says junk?
Yes, and he says, and the leverage you feel after that kind of play could be the advantage you need to land a big contract or negotiate a lower settlement if the real estate deal goes kaputskis.
He wrote that book in 1987. We were using the term junk for our junk back then?
I think so. I remember hearing it in junior high.
All right.
Says it's also worth knowing that most of the poker chips in my casinos have touched my schlong at one time or another.
He did not say that. Does he really?
This has to be fake.
It's got to be fake.
Has to be fake. Although,
you know, he just gave me the idea. Somebody needs to do this if it hasn't already been done.
Yeah.
We need a Ferengi rule of acquisition or statement from Trump's Art of the Deal.
See, this is the problem. Now, some are going to complain. All right, well, clearly that's fake. Well, maybe it is. I don't know. But it's getting harder and harder to know the difference between things he actually says and things he didn't say.
If they used a different term
for
junk, I would have believed it. I certainly don't think. I think the schlong thing definitely points in the. Let me rephrase that. I think the...
Which direction is your schlong facing?
That's right. I think the use of the term schlong certainly lends credence to the fact that this is fake.
Yeah, I think so. Although he's used the word schlong recently when he said that Hillary Clinton got schlonged in the last election.
That's true. That's true.
So I still think this is fake, but my point is made. It's getting hard to tell the difference.
It really is, yeah.
Because he can say some pretty wicked, weird shit in the daytime and at night, give me a fake quote, and I won't know the difference between the two. In fact, that's some fun trivia we should come up with. Look, when this all goes down, let's say in November, we have to welcome in our new Lord and President, President Trump. Let's say that happens.
Donald Trump.
Yes, the least you and I can do while we still have internet bandwidth before he removes it all or whatever happens, we should do some sort of... Did Trump say this or not say this? Trivia. And try to have some guests on and have them try to figure out if Trump really said it or didn't say it.
I like that idea. I like it a lot.
Idea. You hear that all the time. Like, who said it? So-and-so or so-and-so. But this seems like a really challenging one.
It seems like that would also require one of us to pick up his book.
I don't want to.
No.
I don't want
to give that guy any money whatsoever.
Nope. He's going to pay for himself. God. You buy that whole thing yourself, buddy. Let us know how it goes.
Have a look at this page, by the way, that I'll put in Skype for
you. Okay, all right.
Thanks to a listener who showed that to me while I was paying careful attention to what Scott was saying.
Mm-hmm. Clicking it. Click. Okay, Donald.
Tinvec.
Okay, hold on. Let's see. Who sent this? Tinvec did?
Tinvec, yeah.
All right. So why did your Skype go away? There we go. Donald Trump, rightful emperor of the USA. Oh, he's got the Ferengi ears.
He's got the Ferengi ears, yeah.
This is voteferengi.com. Greed is eternal. And... Why is Quark up in the corner? I guess he's the most familiar Ferengi.
He is, exactly.
The Trump rules of acquisition. Emperor Trump is blazing a wondrous trail of capitalism, the likes of which we never could have dreamed. Let's have a look at how the empire has grown and the graceful transformation of Trump into a powerful brand that signifies luxury, excess acquisitions, females, and profit. This is great, dude.
Bulldoze a widow's house for profit, acquire females. Yeah.
Yeah.
Bring back the guillotine.
It's great. Do you think this is a real Trump quote or a fake Trump quote? I'm going to give you one. Ready?
Okay.
The concept of global warming was created by and for the Chinese in order to make the U.S. manufacturing non-competitive.
Well, I know it's real because I saw that in the list here.
All right. How about this one? Hold on. I can't believe he says some of the things he says. I'm not reading that one. That one pisses me off. Anyway, there you go. Greed is good or whatever. You go check it out. We're screwed. November. November's coming. We're screwed. That's all I know for sure.
Tell everybody you know to watch that John Oliver thing.
It's really, really good and kind of important.
Yes.
Radio today is different. Powerful networks span the nation from coast to coast. Shortwave radio girdles the globe.
And I don't think you're biased. I don't care if anyone says I'm biased. I think Trump's an idiot, and you already all know that. So you can tell me that all you want. It's not going to change the fact that I don't like him at all. Right. And I was really, you know what? There was a piece of me today really hoping Romney would jump in and mess around with the system today.
Yeah. Oh, it would have been such a great monkey wrench, right?
I would have loved it.
Oh,
I would have loved it.
Fantastic.
I'd vote for him 50 times before I'd ever vote for Trump, ever.
Right.
All right. That's some good water.
By the way, the evening news.
Oh, is it brought to you by somebody?
It's brought to you by Hypothetical Help, where, why don't you tell us, Scott?
Okay, that's happening. It actually happened yesterday. There was a new episode put up yesterday, episode 37, and I have good news for people. Because we're out of town the following week, or because I am, Hypothetical Help will release a second episode this Saturday.
What?
Whoa, you're getting double the HH this week. But none next week. So really, you're just getting next week's episode early is what's happening.
Double the HH.
Because I won't be here to, like, you know, post it. So you're getting it on Saturday. Enjoy that. Hypotheticalhelp.com for details. Terpster and I giving bad advice to real people every day. The opposite of Wendy. Okay.
It just doesn't get more awesome than that.
Well, it could.
It doesn't. Don't argue.
All right, fine. Let's get moving here. We got some news. Okay. Let's talk about, hold on, let me pull it up here. For some reason, this all got in front of this. Oh, I have to share this Twitter conversation real quick.
Okay.
I made a little joke, and you know how I signify my jokes on Twitter? I put a little smiley face and a winky face. I put a winky face. That's how that's I say, I'm kidding around, you know?
Okay.
I'm joking around. And I said, Trump is like global warming. It's good people are trying to do something about it now, but it's probably too late. Winky face.
Yeah, I did see that. I liked it a lot.
It's a funny little, it's a little joke. It's nothing more than a joke. And I get this from Honeycat155, who says, prove global warming. You can't. It's a belief, not a probable concept or provable concept. I said, what brand of crack are you smoking today? This is powerful stuff. And he wrote back, prove it. You can't. And I said, I had a sandwich for lunch. Prove it. You can't. You can't tell me on Twitter, prove it. You can't. There's nothing there. That is not the place to ever have a conversation about proving anything.
Right.
If your statement is prove it, you can't in one word and one sentence, no punctuation, you don't want to actually hear me say anything. You don't want to hear me say what I think proof might be.
Basically, you've made the request and you've issued the response to the answer of your request right there in the space of one tweet.
Yeah.
You know, I'm listening. I'm not listening anymore.
Yeah.
Is basically what they're saying.
Yeah. It's like saying, tell me your name. Don't tell me your name.
Right.
Well, I can't have that. That is not an argument I'm going to have.
Tell me your name. I don't care.
So if you want to know why I keep making jokes back at you, this guy, is because you're not giving me any options here. So you go back to your school of how do you do that. All right.
Was it a fish sandwich, by the way?
It's never enough time for a fish sandwich. It's never let's get to the news. An ancient virus is probably hidden in your DNA right now, and it's fighting off new viruses, Brian.
Ah, good.
This is good news.
It's good news for people going to Mexico.
I keep finding these somehow. How weird. The human genome is approximately 3 billion letters long. I think it's exactly that many. And about 240 million letters of it, scientists estimate, are viral. You have that much viral virus information in your DNA.
Wow.
That's 8% of human DNA comes from ancient viruses that once infected our ancestors. So our ancestors at one point were like... And then that thing hung around, and now it's part of us.
We evolved into saying, okay, curve that now, and now that's fixed. And
yep. It says most viral infections are fleeting as a cold, but two things made the ancient ones unusual. One, these viruses had the special ability to copy themselves into the DNA of their hosts, that being us. And two, sometimes they got lucky enough to copy themselves into an egg that became a fertilized egg and then grew into a full-fledged adult human being. So that the viral DNA got passed down from generation to generation through the dad's peepee into the lady's vajayjay. And now we have what we call a generation of so-called endogenous retroviruses.
And you're going to write a parenting book.
I can't wait till the chapter on how to talk about sex with your kids. The pokey part goes into this.
Slot A goes in, or tab A goes into slot B.
Don't, if you have a square wiener, don't put it in a round hole.
Jeez.
Let's see what else. That's.
I want to say that's racist, but I just can't.
No, don't bring
it. Prove it.
You can't prove it, Brian. You can't. You're on the radio right, or you're on a microphone right now. You can't. You're not. You can't prove it.
Prove it. You can't.
Wait, I can hear you, but that doesn't mean it's a microphone. It could be something else.
Microphone's working. Headphones aren't. Prove it. You can't.
9/11 was an inside job. The Nazis never existed. Chemtrails. All right.
Moon landing was fake. Prove it. Can't.
Yeah, prove man went on the thing. You can't. I'm going to do this with everything now. All right? Mm. I'm just going to take a sip of water. Hold on. Hey, Brian, prove I just drank water. You can't.
I can't. Can't prove it. I heard a sound that sounded like someone who's drinking water, but I can't prove you drank it.
You can't prove it. No.
I can't even prove that it's not still sitting in your mouth and that you didn't swallow it, and in which case it wouldn't be drinking water. It would be... storing it.
I watched Bone Tomahawk yesterday. Prove it. I can't. I could have looked up some crib notes on Wikipedia and had the plot details right there and never seen the thing. I could be making this up.
You could have even played it on Netflix and then closed or like hid the browser so that if someone were to check your browser records, that still wouldn't even be proof.
Brian, do you host Coverville? Prove it. You can't. I can't let you say. See, I have to say you can't before you can... answer it.
Right. No, you gotta say prove it. And then when you hear me inhale like I'm about to speak, then you go, you can't.
Yeah, I have to. Yeah, interrupting is better. Anyway, so just feel good that you got a bunch of viruses doing work for you.
I do. I feel much better. I feel like what's the Sam Elliott quote? I take comfort in that.
Oh, I take comfort in that. That's right. Do I have that? I have that. We should play that when I have that. Don't you think? That's like a thing to play.
Yeah, do you have that really? I thought you...
Here we go.
Finally, there's a better way. Comfort Wipe.
Nope, that's Comfort Wipe.
That's really
wipe.
Not Sam Elliott.
Yes.
Prove
Sam...
it. You can't.
How do we know Obama doesn't like Fred, Sam, or Paul?
Oh, please give that guy an Emmy. Please.
He's so great. Give him a new Web Emmy or Wemmy or whatever you're calling
Wemmy.
Him.
Wemmy. Yeah. Perfect.
All right. What else we got here? What's this?
Satan has 6 gold teeth above, 6 gold teeth below, and of course we know those are numbers of the beast.
Of course.
No, they're not.
Of course we know.
They're digits in the complete numbers of the beast, but the number of the beast isn't 6.
But of course we know, Brian. Of course
Iron
we know.
Maiden, we know from Iron Maiden.
I got gas today, and it cost me $12. And as we know, divided by 2, that's 6-6. Those are numbers of the beast.
If there were another 6, maybe I'd have something here, but I don't, so I'm grasping at straws.
Exactly.
6 of them. There we go.
I have 3 nipples. And as we know, if I had 6, I'd be a number of the beast. As we know, it's the as we know part that rubs me up the wrong wall.
Oh, I love that. That's the best part.
I can hate it.
You know what? There you go. He does what, I hate to bring up Trump again, but he does what Trump does, which is the, I'm going to dangle this made up fact,
mm-hmm.
but I'm going to slather it in an as we know, or people ask me, or people tell me all the time, mm-hmm. ..
Yeah, it's not enough for me. I need more than that, everybody.
And while your mind is starting to process that and say, wait, I think that might be BS, I'm going to throw something else at you that's going to completely distract you from that first thing so that you only think of the second thing and you acknowledge the first thing.
Right. When I go, here, let me give you an example. Mr. Trump, how will you improve the working, or how will you improve gender equality issues here in this country?
Okay. All
Listen, right. Women love me. I love women. We've always gotten along. I do great things for women. I've done many great things for women, and I think we're going to do great things for women.
People tell me all the time, I'm a great guy with women. I love women. I'm really good with women. People tell me that all the time. Now I'm also going to put up a wall around women.
Not a good enough thing to do for me. I don't claim to be the smartest guy on the planet. In fact, I am far from whoever the smartest guy is. I'm way down the list.
Sure.
But holy shit, I'm smarter than this. I know more about the world than you can't answer it that way, and that's good enough, and then I'm going to clap for that. No way in hell. Just because you said it simple and easy. Well, he just tells it like it is. No, he doesn't. He didn't tell you anything. Oh, see, you've got me on a rant again.
Sorry.
Why are we here?
Why are you here?
Okay, great.
How stupid are the people of America?
The people of the country.
You snuck the little people that are the most slack. How stupid are the people of the country?
I forgot we had it backwards. Right. Oh, well, how about this one?
Hello up there. Wow, look at all those people. Leave. It's over. Bye. Why are you here? What?
All right.
A new one.
What? I should have that out to play whenever we're
doing the track nerd. Yeah, Trump
just,
Daryl.
What?
I should just play that whenever Trump comes up.
Oh yeah.
Sit down. Excuse me. Sit down. You weren't called. Sit down.
Ugh. Good lord. All right. How about this? Voicemail. You know how dumb that is, right?
Yes.
Voicemails are dumb unless you're calling us and leaving us a message. We like that.
Well, that's true. That's a whole different thing.
Yeah, but a regular voicemail on your phone sucks. So we got a good news for you here. This could kill voicemail once and for all. Little technology news. Johnny Krieg, or Craig, I'm not sure how you say it, G-R-E-I-G, wrote this thing.
Oh, Greg, yeah.
He says, Teltech Systems created an app that aims to eliminate voicemails entirely. This free app called No More Voicemail, it's really on the nose, forwards your calls to a phone number that continues to ring until the caller gets bored and hangs up. There are plenty of other iPhone and Android apps that enable call forwarding, but most of them are aimed at those who manage more than one phone, so they want it to go to an actual phone that they answer. This one's like, nope, we send it to Oblivion.
Go, right. Wow.
I'm doing this. I hate voicemails. No, I can't do this, because if my mom calls, I need to know what my mom's
saying. Right, and work, you know, their job things, or you'd rather have them contact you via email, right?
I would rather have... I always prefer an email thing because I can get past all the pleasantries. I don't have to just dance around the actual thing.
Well, how have you been? Yeah, good. Oh, that was your weekend. Have a good weekend. No, just get to it.
It's like a 90-minute call when I just need to say, throw me those numbers. Give me the Penske file, whatever.
Right. I can get you those health and fitness section.
If I could borrow your phone. Oh, my gosh. Can we play
full
that?
Circle.
It's been a while. Let's play this.
Totally fine.
Nope.
The new health and fitness section? I'm not sure, but I'll find out if I can use your phone.
96. You were so great. Still one of the best things ever, though, is this.
Totally fine. .. Sounds good, comma. Happy face, colon. Talk to you later, exclamation point. Ha ha ha.
Oh my gosh. Oh. I love that.
See, there you go. Eliminate voicemail by making us do crap like that. And,
yep. It's perfect. That's my kind of living.
You added stuff to that, right?
No, that was all you. I didn't do anything to it. I have two of them. I think one of them you were screwing with me.
There's one that was fake.
Yeah. I don't know where the other one went. Star Wars in the news. I know you haven't talked about that enough on this show.
No, not enough.
The Force Awakens is getting a digital release in April, April 1st to be exact. It is not an April Fool's joke. They announced this morning The Force Awakens will be available as a digital download and through Disney Movies Anywhere streaming service. So either of those options. You can get it on iTunes, Amazon, wherever, and their streaming service starting April 1st. Then the following week on the 5th, it will get a Blu-ray and DVD release. So digital
there we
ahead.
Go. That's what I care about.
Yeah, I'm trying to think. Do I, though? Do I? If I can get a 1080p... I don't know.
Oh, come on. Really? This is a question for you?
It is a little bit of a question for me. Do I really want the Blu-ray? Because there's going to be a big collector's hoo-ha later.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah, you know what would be nice if we could get... If digital, buying digital allowed you to get all the bonus content. Because that's what I care about. Honestly, yeah. If they sold me the bonus stuff and only included a digital download code for the movie itself, so I didn't have a disc for the movie,
yeah,
I'd be totally fine with that. Just give me all the bonus stuff.
iTunes does that with a lot of movies, but not all movies.
iTunes extras.
Yeah, I wish they would do it. Like, they do it with TV shows. I watched The Expanse that way, and they had these, like,
all those little extra things. I haven't watched any of them. Should I?
Yeah, I would, but I'd save them.
Okay,
I feel
watch
like
them at the end?
Yeah, I feel like you'll get more out of them. I saved them, so I'm... You know, maybe you will like them now. I don't know. But I saved them and watched them at the end, and I liked them more, I think, than I would have. I really like that series a lot. I know I've said that before.
No, it's a good series. I'm enjoying it. It's my treadmill series. I only watch it on the treadmill.
That's where I watched it, funny
enough.
We'll
see.
Yeah.
Our menses are insane.
Look at our glutes. So anyway, 5th, you can get your Blu-ray there.
I'm on it. I am so pre-ordering that business.
TV streaming will start with Stars. They have some kind of exclusivity thing. Netflix will have it in Canada. Right. We get it later in the U.S., blah, blah, blah. They don't mention any digital rentals, so that probably means there won't be any rentals. You'll have to buy.
Well, I think that's what the first would be. April 1st will be digital rentals.
Well, this one's saying purchase. It's digital purchase.
Oh. Okay, yeah, and you know what? They did that with a few movies. I was noticing that when we were going to watch some...
Yeah, it looks like you
some
can't.
Oscar things like Carol.
Yeah,
you can't rent
it.
Carol, but you can buy Carol.
Sure, and it's cheaper than two tickets at a
which
Megaplex.
It is. It's $14.99. It's just cheaper.
Just barely.
Oh,
yeah.
They
yeah.
get you.
They do, don't you? Eventually, they do. Totally they come back you. Around. Next thing you know, it'll be some bald guy at the door going, "You want popcorn with it?"
No, it'll be some bald guy. Actually, it'll be some sleeping bald guy at the door, and then his wife next to him, wake up, honey, wake up."
Hey, honey, wake up! Oh, and the guy with the other row going, "I think there's a stinger. I'm staying here till there's a stinger." What the hell is wrong with that guy? Finally in the news, Miley Cyrus. I was thinking earlier I would not bring up Trump again, but I have to for this article. Miley Cyrus, everyone's favorite American sweetheart, really. The formerly known as Hannah Montana, now known as Wrecking Ball Naked Lady.
Right.
She is leaving the country if Donald Trump becomes president. So I always look forward to right around this time in the election cycles when the celebrities start claiming they're going to leave if someone gets elected. Famously, Alec Baldwin said he was out if Bush was second or got a second term. And then he, of course, didn't move.
He didn't. He got distracted by a game of Words with Friends and never left.
Yeah, that's right. Yelled at his daughter a couple times. Did some funny stuff on Third Rock.
Called her a pig.
30 Rock, not Third Rock.
That's great.
Yeah, called her a pig. That was real nice of him. That worked out good. she's doesn't want to. She wants to get out, and she says this. High school is spoken forget. Okay, if you follow Miley Cyrus on Instagram, of course, it's some social media BS. You have learned this week that she has very strong feelings about the candidate as well. Cyrus' panic began the night of Super Tuesday, and those results. She posted a screenshot of the Marco Rubio, Ted Cruz, Trump leaderboard with the very Cyrus-y comment. Gonna vom/move out of da country with a hashtag ain't a party in da USA mo any
what?
Mo
oh ain't a party okay any mo what's vom
vomit
okay gonna vom move out da country
hey Miley hold on I got a message from Miley Cyrus okay ready
yeah go ahead
Miley Cyrus listen
it's Kylo Ren.
You're going to finish what you know. This is what you need to know, young lady. Instagram doesn't have a character limit. You can make full words on there. Okay? Get it together, sister.
All right. That's all I had to say. I hope she's listening.
No.
Because you can write the full word vomit.
Yeah.
And the full word out of the country, not move out the country.
Move out the country.
Even her hashtag could have been longer and just had all the letters in it. Ain't a party in the USA anymore. Everything about this I hate. Yes. I hate everything about it. So that was...
And I don't think, you know what, and I don't think Miley Cyrus really said it because there weren't nearly enough y'alls.
Mm-hmm. Hey, y'all, I'm leaving the country if he gets elected. Does she even talk like that now? She doesn't say y'all anymore, does she?
Maybe she doesn't. Maybe that was more of a Britney thing than a
I think she said Miley y'all thing. A lot when she was doing the Hannah Montana, but
sure,
that was her country phase.
Yeah.
I still think Party in the USA is a cool song, and I refuse to back off from that. I really do like it. All right, you guys, real quick minute to talk about our good buddies over there at the-reliquary.com. I want you guys to go check out their greatest and latest, the Kickstarter. Do you want genuine sci-fi movie history on your desk? I mean the real stuff. Affordable way of getting physical pieces from things like Star Wars, Star Trek, Alien, Serenity, and BSG. Imagine all five in one display. There's plenty of details and info over at the-reliquary.com or just search for The Reliquary on the Kickstarter website. Megaton Games, making it happen. It's the brainchild of Ben Jarvis and Tim Crook. Not to be confused with Tim Cook. Two friends, movie geeks, founders of Megaton Games Limited, a UK-based physical game slash model company. And if you like the kind of stuff we like on this show, be it sci-fi, fantasy, whatever, need to do yourselves a favor and go check out this Kickstarter, support it, and learn more about these guys. Again, the websites to visit are the-reliquary.com or search for The Reliquary on the Kickstarter website. That's spelled R-E-L-I-Q-U-A-R-Y on Kickstarter now. We are going to take a break. When we won't come back, we're going to do some app time, some app reviews, which I'm very excited about. Normally, this would have been a Garrett week, but to let everybody know, he's fine, but he's got the flu. Mm. Fever, in bed, nightmare, awful. Every podcaster I know has the flu.
Wow.
And he's down and out until he convalesces. I really don't know what's going on, Brian. Everyone's had something terrible. It started with you, I feel like. And then
yeah, but I haven't touched any of these people.
No, that's the weird bit. And then Tom and Veronica haven't been around each other. They live in different parts of California. Boom, they both get it.
Wow.
Their spouses get it. Oh no, I think Eileen
podcast has gone viral.
I think they're back again. I don't know if you heard. I think Eileen missed it somehow, so I'm hoping I'm like her. We'll see.
Yeah.
Anyway, I'll quit talking about that and talk about you playing music instead.
Sure. Well, this one, so a couple songs today, not requests. These are songs that I'm playing for whatever reason. This first one, I think it's going to be pretty dang obvious why I'm playing it. This comes from the band Authority Zero. It's a cover of a song by Wall of Voodoo, and you'll find it on their album Andiamo, the US version of their album, which came out in 2004. The song, Mexican Radio.
Oh, I love that song. All right, here's your cover. We'll be right back.
Yes. Mexico. Radio. The touch of a world that is older. I hit the switch and check the number. I leave it on and then I slumber. I hear the rhythm ringing through it. Flamenco guitar and cumbia music. I hear the talking of the DJ. The devil listen, what does he say? I'm on a Mexican radio. I'm on a Mexican radio. About the Iraq invasion, I understand just a little.
request on the telephone. I'm on a wavelength. I feel the hot wind on my shoulder. I dial it in from south of the border. I hear the talking on the DJ. They're trying to figure out what does he say. I'm on a Mexican radio.
Well, that was awesome.
Yeah.
I hope they have mech radio when I'm going.
Think I hope they have barbecued iguana.
Oh, gross.
You're not gonna sample the barbecued iguana street tacos.
Is that a thing to do? Can they do
the
eat that?
So. Oh, I don't know.
All right.
Maybe in Tijuana. Maybe in the...
Oh, yeah. Anything's there.
Anything. Everything you could possibly imagine is in Tijuana.
Everybody I know seems to have gone to one of those quote-unquote donkey shows, except for me.
Oh, I haven't gone to one either.
Oh, good.
I walked by the front one and
didn't like the sound you were hearing coming out of there.
That's right. Did not want to touch the door handle.
Yeah, I have no interest in that, but wherever we're going, it's just going to be a lot of people waiting on us. So I'm very excited about that. I want to be pampered. I want to sit in water and, it's going to be snowy. It's going to be rainy.
Oh, really? This is the rainy season?
Well, it's going to be cloudy. I don't know if it's the rainy season, but it's going to be while we're there, at least according to this. People on Twitter, I got to just not look at it anymore.
Yeah, don't do that.
You know, that's what my problem is today. I'm letting people get under my skin, and I need to stop. Mm-hmm. You can't even say the word climate change without somebody jumping down your throat. And here's the thing. There is some dispute as to how much impact man has on climate change, mm-hmm. but to dispute that there is climate change happening... You're a donkey poo, if you think that. Of course it's changing. The cause of which is still being ironed out. That's you can fight about that all you want, but that part is not in dispute. So cut it out, Twitter, you bunch of brilliant Twitterers. Tweeters?
Tweeters.
All right, Brian, it's time for app time, and you know what that means. Shit.
Perfect. Love this music.
I do too, but I got to find it. There it is. Here we go. Check it out. Oh, yeah.
App Slappy.
All right, time for us to talk about apps that we're really into right now. And let's start with Brian. You said earlier today you had something you've been tweaking around with. What do you got there?
Yes, this is a fun game that I'm going to be telling people about. It is called The Sequence. This is really cool. And this goes back to like programming, like early days of like when I was messing around with basic programming and if-then statements and stuff like that.
Sure.
This is a very cool, very simple game where the object, you've got a grid. Okay. The object is to get these little glowing circles from one part of the grid to the other. All and right. You're given a certain number of tools you can use to do it. Do you remember, want to say it was when you and I, like when you and I were in school.
Okay.
And they had computers that had Logo on them, the programming language Logo.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And you could say, all right, go 4 ticks forward, turn left, go 4 ticks forward again.
I do remember that, yeah.
Yeah. This has that same kind of cool feel to it. You've got these little blocks that you can put in this grid that interact with whichever square you point them towards, or they rotate, or they grab, or they push. Things like that. And the object is to get these little glowing circles from point A to point B.
Wow. That seems all right.
It's simple. It's fun. And it is, it's just a cool design too. Cause they do some things with the splash screen of the game, the entrance into the game where it makes you feel like you're, ooh, I'm about to play something cool. Oh no, it just broke and now I have to fix it.
Oh, I love that kind of stuff. Like you're
even
hacking.
Though the fixing it is the game itself.
Like you're hacking the thing. I like it.
Yep, it's called The Sequence, and The difficulty, by the way, ramps up fairly quickly. So, but on each level, every level you complete, you get what's called a hint unit, and you can always use that hint unit, and it'll show you one of the boxes or one of the squares that has a node in it, and tell you what that node does. So, if you get stumped, usually you can figure it out with like one bonus node.
Give people the name again. I want to make sure people get it so they know where to
the
check it.
Sequence.
I want this.
It's really cool. It's free. Or it was on Monday. There was like a special leap day deal where it was free on Monday. But you know what? Even if it's like 99 cents or $1.99, I still say it's worth it.
Yeah. I'm a big fan of games you pay for anyway. Free to play things kind of soured me these days. So if you got to pay for it, people.
Yeah, there you go.
All right, nice one. I'm going to make a recommendation before I do. Somebody's been asking in the chat room, and people have been asking on Twitter, and I've been trying to answer everyone who's asked, but I keep missing apparently some questions. Everybody wants to know where I got this picture of this knight that I captured on my phone. His name was Thanks a Lot, Tanks a Lot, and which is super dumb, but they wanted to know what game it was from, and it's this game that I'm very hooked on right now that I'm not actually going to review today or recommend, but I would recommend it. I just want to make sure to get it out in the open. It's called Dungeon Link, and it's basically, you know those games where you're trying to figure out the best way to get like the blue starting point over to the blue exit point and draw like a line, but make sure the green has room to get where it needs to go.
Yeah, right.
It's like that, but with little dungeon people.
Oh, that's so cool.
It's pretty neat. Yeah, it's a free-to-play game, and it's got a lot of the trappings I hate about free-to-play games, but the actual gameplay is pretty awesome. So I'd recommend that. I've also been playing a bunch of stuff, so I don't even know which one to focus on. I thought about talking about the new Assassin's Creed Identity game, which is actually quite good on mobile. Totally surprised by that. It's $5. I've been playing something called Dungeon Legends, which is also kind of cool, kind of a Diablo thing. Clash Royale just came out. This is from the Clash of Clans people. A whole new kind of game. Very competitive, super fun, very addicting, but I'm too early in that to say one way or the other. So, Brian, I went with one that's a little slowed down, a little more evenly paced.
Okay.
It's a game called Love You to Bits. And I'm going to play a little of the opening dealywhack. Oh, there's some lovely music. Oh, it's adorable.
It feels so mellow.
Has adorable artwork. Oh, here, let me blow my screen up. Whoops. Got this cute artwork, the little dude there. It's called Love You to Bits. And that may seem real cute to you and everything, but here's the truth about it. It's not that cute. I mean,
oh, really?
I mean, it is, but it's this very affecting story about a little dude and this girl robot he fell in love with, and he has to go find all her parts or her bits and get them back together.
Okay.
Now, everyone at home who's thinking about lady bits, just calm down. That's not about this.
It wasn't until you said that.
Love You to Lady Bits. Or no, so Love You to Bits is the name of it. Anyway, do you remember a game called Tiny Thief? Tiny Thief. Does it sound familiar to you?
No.
All right. So a while ago, Rovio published a game called Tiny Thief. It is currently not compatible with the latest versions of iOS and Android. For whatever reason, they stopped working on it. But it was beloved at the time. It was this really cool puzzle game where this little thief guy was on the screen, and you would click things, and he would walk over to them and interact with them, either put something on or hide in the thing or pick something up or stealth something or whatever. And you had to kind of learn trial by error on these screens how to get him from point A to point B and solve all the puzzles on the screen. This team that was on that no longer worked for them, went off on their own and made Love You to Bits. And the best I can say about this is that it's a perfect combination of puzzle solving, very affecting, interesting story and art, and is totally worth playing.
I'm looking at the art right now. Almost looks like the Scribblenauts guy.
Yeah, a little bit, right? He is a little Scribblenauty looking. I find it utterly charming and completely fun to play, and also kind of mind-bogglingly hard in some cases. But if you like puzzle games, that's going to be up your alley anyway. They mess around with gravity and kind of directional stuff, and it's cool. It's really cool and animated beautifully.
Like circular level. Oh, this is really cool.
Yeah, it's pretty neat. Lots of variety. Totally worth playing. I recommend it. Again, it's called Love You to Bits. And that's worth checking out.
And I'm seeing like an homage to the Star Wars Cantina here.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Big time. There's lots of little references in there.
Oh, very cool.
It's a little weird that this kid's in love with a robot lady, but whatever. I'll let it pass. Okay.
Teach their own.
Sure. And then one other small recommendation for anybody looking for a good solitaire game, because we talked about that the one before, what was it called? Somebody Solitaire.
Churchill.
Churchill Solitaire. Yeah,
I'm still playing that damn thing. And
that game's pretty good.
Yeah.
If you want kind of a lighter approach to that, may I recommend Golf Solitaire Pro? It's the golf rules of Solitaire, which I really like. And that's a really fun game. And then finally, final thing I'm going to say.
Mm-hmm.
I can't really speak to how good the game is yet because I don't know. I'm too early in it to say. But Need for Speed No Limits is one of the best looking games I've ever seen on mobile. I don't know how they pulled it off, but when the middle of me watching the opening video, it was not actually possible for me to know that, oh, suddenly I can control this. I thought I was watching a CGI-produced video at the beginning. And the car's doing all these crazy actions, and it's just like this movie action scene at the beginning. And then the camera pans around the back of your car, and you're just in it. And it took me a minute to notice, and I ended up crashing the first time because I didn't know I could do anything. I thought I was still watching a video. I was blown away. Now, gameplay-wise, I don't know, but it's free, so download it.
Need for Speed.
No Limits.
No Limits. Mm-hmm. There it is right there.
And I'm not even, you know, I kind of fell off the Need for Speed series a long time ago. I've enjoyed it at times, but for a mobile game, I'm absolutely blown away by the visuals.
Isn't this one that, I wonder if I'm thinking of the right one, that takes advantage of Force Touch or 3D Touch, I guess it is?
I think it on the phones, yes. On iPads, no, but it's still pretty usable that way. But I believe so. You can do like acceleration or something with that, or maybe turbo or boost or something. I forget. Mm-hmm. But it seems to have come out of nowhere for me in terms of it was not on my radar at all, and now I'm kind of impressed.
Wow, this has been out for a while too.
Yeah. So there you go. Came out a month ago or a little less.
A month and a half ago. January.
Oh, yeah, January. You're right.
11th, yeah. Wow.
Yeah, I don't know how I wasn't even thinking about it. And then I saw it creeping up the charts. I'm like, yeah, I'll see what that looks like.
Sure.
And I was like, whoa, this is a pretty, pretty game.
This is good.
So if you're driven by graphics, let me tell you, that's a that's a place to... Oh, I didn't even realize I did it. Also, one final note. I've been using the Nimbus controller for my iPad and phone. This is iOS only, sadly, so Android people, I'm sorry to tell you that. I think they may make a version for Android, but it's basically one of those MiFi controllers that lots of games support now, and there's many controllers to choose from, but I really like the SteelSeries Nimbus and could not recommend it more. I like it a lot. It also charges with the standard Lightning cable.
Oh, that's cool. So when you're done plugging into your iPad, you can just plug it into your Nimbus, your game controller.
Yeah, wherever you want to charge it, you've already got a charger. It's not like you have to keep track of a third charger or something.
That's cool.
I like it a lot. Feels like a 360 controller. It's pretty neat. I was gonna bring it down here and show everybody, but I forgot. I'll probably do a video on that. And lots of games support it. So anyway,
did you really have cool. to pick one of those up too? And send the and so, but Need for Feed, Need for Feed,
Need for Feed. It's a farming simulation. Game, yeah. Oh yeah, the cattle need to eat, Brian.
Need for Speed No Limits supports the Nimbus is what you're saying.
That one does not. So that's funny you should say that, but the new Assassin's Creed does. Ice Rage, many driving games do. I'm a little surprised this one doesn't, or maybe it does and I didn't turn the option on, but I couldn't figure it out. Anyway, I have one more game to recommend, but I'm going to do it next time because by the time I get done with that vacation, I will have gone crazy with it.
Okay.
And you'll know at the end of my trip whether or not I recommend Peter Panic. Peter Panic.
That sounds dirty.
It does.
Sounds like a porno.
Like when your Peter starts panicking, time to run. There's your apps. Hope you guys enjoyed them. Have some fun.
Awesome.
Someone asked on Twitter earlier, what recommendation do I have for a podcasting app on the Android platform? And I would highly recommend Pocket Casts. So if anyone's listening to this and is trying to jump from Stitcher or something else, that's a good one to go with.
There it is. The SteelSeries Nimbus Wireless Gaming Controller. I'm looking at it right now.
That's the one. Just simple, Bluetooth thing, and you're done.
A little Cylon eyes on the front there that tell you which thing you're connected to, I guess.
Yep. Or Nick
multiplayer.
So you can have up to four of you. Nick got one, so we'll do two-player stuff all the time. It's fun. It's really good. Yeah. I have this little hockey game called Blocky Hockey. Wait, is that right? I got to find out if that's the right name. Oh, no, it's Ice Rage. Sorry, Ice Rage. Okay. And Ice Rage is like a one-on-one hockey game with these little blocky dudes. Super great fun with that controller. Recommended.
Cool.
All right. What now? Twitter time. You know what that means. It means this. Hold on. No, that's Mexican radio. Gosh, dang it. I meant this.
And you can always follow me on Twitter.
Want to go bird hunting this weekend?
Bird goes tweet.
Bird goes tweet.
I can't find the other one. That guy on Twitter lied. All right, let's move on to some Twitter questions. You guys use the Ask TMS hashtag on Twitter. You've asked us a bunch of questions. We're going to read them in order, newest to oldest. And we begin with Roger Bishop, who asks, which Overwatch character would you like to play and which would you like to be in real life?
Mm.
Well, your experience has been pretty much very soldier, limited, right?
Yeah, because I've played at BlizzCon both years. Mm-hmm. And played on the stress test weekend very briefly because that was a weekend where I was out away from the computer for like 90% of it. But I kind of like Reaper.
Oh, hey, look at you.
Yeah. I mean, that as far as like
what you'd want to do in real life,
what I'd want to do in real life, like being able to just from playing against Reaper. Mm-hmm. That's some pretty, pretty amazing stuff.
He's great.
The teleporting and the flying up in the air and
the stuff he can do behind enemy lines is pretty
jeez.
Brutal.
Yeah.
All right, he's good.
How about you?
I like Winston's attitude.
Mm.
I mean, he's a big ape. He's basically Beast from the Marvel.
He is
universe,
right. He's Hank McCoy. Yeah.
Basically, but he's a super smart ape, but he's always so positive. Like when he dies and he comes back and he says, "Once more unto the fray," which I think is a Shakespeare quote.
Into the Breach, I remember, is
oh, he says that too. He says, yeah, no, it's once more into the breach. And then, okay. But then he also says, oh no, unto the breach. That's what it is.
Unto
once
the
more unto the breach, which is, I think, the Shakespeare quote. Anyway, right. He's super intelligent and he's always so positive. He puts down his shield and says, "We'll be more protected in here," and just tells people to get in. Like, he's just got a good attitude. Nice.
Yeah.
So I wish I had more of his attitude, but as far as like characteristics of the way they play and stuff, oh gosh. I probably relate the most to Soldier 76, but if I had to pick another one, I kind of like the monk robot who thinks he's all religious, but really is just a robot. Zenyatta.
Oh, okay. Right.
He's constantly, "Harmony begins with one," and, you know, just stupid stuff like that.
I'll have to check that out. I didn't realize he was a robot. I remember.
Yeah, he's like he's an android monk. Basically.
Monk, that's
yeah.
Fantastic.
And he thinks he's like, you get the impression that he thinks he's super sentient and therefore above everyone else, but he's just a robot. Like at the end of the day, dude, you're a freaking machine. Anyway, they're all fun. I like everybody in that game. There's nobody I don't like. I would even be Junkrat for a day. Give me a Saturday, sure. I'd be Junkrat.
Sure,
be fine.
Bombs.
Here's one from Sarah Espinoza. Scott and Brian, I have asked this question forever. When will Kim and Tina come on and tell their sides of your love stories?
Ooh.
That sounds horrifying. Their sides of it?
Their Ooh. Sides. Well, I mean, probably, you know, just the, I guess the, you know, the other perspective of our relationships. Not necessarily, the phrasing probably is,
the dirty underbelly of our relationship.
Right, exactly. Mm. I've always thought that would be a great April Fool's thing, is have Tina and Kim get on and do TMS.
No, that'd be all right.
At least a segment of TMS.
I would watch that. I'd listen to that. Peter Fisher says, what other things can't you prove? Trump is a Ferengi. Life is a dream. It is Jim, but not as we know it. What? Oh, is... What? It isn't Jim. Star Trek reference. No, we get it. yeah, well, don't worry. I'm sure I'll have lots of things that I can't prove as we go on.
Right.
But honestly, it's the same as what's his name? Bill O'Reilly saying, tide comes in, tide goes out. You can't explain that. Yes, you can. Right. Yes, you can. Yeah. You absolutely...
That is actually what science is able to do, is explain why that happens.
Just because you don't want to go read it yourself didn't mean it didn't happen. You're no different than my 2-year-old when she closed her eyes and thought that meant nobody could see her. Give me a break. It doesn't take much today. I'm right here on the edge all the time with the Trump stuff right now. I don't know why. What's going on today? What's going
on
with
me? You need this trip. You need this vacation. Yeah.
I need a super Tuesday in the sun. Okay, how about this? Favorite comfort food, asks Katie Talmo. What do you say to that?
Favorite comfort food? Buffalo wings. You know, if I'm just like...
That's so good.
It's just such an easy go-to, and there's a Buffalo Wild Wings like a block away from my house. Mm. Yeah, it's a good comfort food.
Yeah.
How about you?
I think that's right up there for me. If I had to pick another one for the asker's sake, I'd probably say like
jeez.
It sounds so easy, but pizza. I'd love a good pizza. Mm-hmm.
Sure. You know,
just a big fat
pizza. I think that's the thing about comfort foods is they have to be easy, right?
And comforting.
And comforting.
Right? You want to be able to lay under it and get a nice nap. How about this one, Brian? Do you have a fantasy cover, ask Sam Allen Chaplin, that has an artist or genre or song? What? Do you have a fantasy cover, artist slash genre slash song, dead or alive? Also, FYI, Scott's Adele voice sounds like Paloma Faith. Who's Paloma Faith?
I don't know. Paloma Faith. But it's like you're Henry Higgins.
Oh, yes. What's this then?
Yeah, basically it's a Monty Python voice is what it is. Maybe that's what it means here. I don't know.
I've never seen Paloma Faith. She's an English singer, songwriter, and actress.
Oh, all right. It sounds a bit like Amy Winehouse from yesterday.
She doesn't look like she would make that kind of noise, so I'm curious as to...
Oh, yeah, she looks lovely.
Yeah.
Never heard of this person.
No.
She's on Twitter. Let's see what she says. My friend's new baby is so perfect, I think he should be an emoji. How about this one?
I like that.
I am so glad you guys... Oh, that's a reply. How about this one? I'm trying to find a good one here. Nope, that's dumb. It's time to tall, dark friend. You are everything. What does that mean?
All right. Oh, no.
All right, how about this one?
Maybe it's time to tall, dark friend.
Oh, maybe that's
like,
it.
Comma,
yeah. You all say very wonderful things. Thank you. All right? This is boring. I'm not going to read any more of this. Oh, my bloody fish jam will. I can't stand waste. My bloody fish... My bloody fish jam will. I can't stand waste. What does that mean?
I don't know. Maybe they're all anagrams or something. Maybe you got to play. Maybe you have to play her tweets backwards.
Okay, I'm in.
Thank you, Paloma.
She'll sound like
Obama.
Obama saying thank you, Paloma, but backwards.
Plus, this has also given me plenty of time. Good stall, by the way. It's given me time to figure out the answer to the question, which I still don't have a great answer for. Although. Perfect covers for me are taking a song, either a song that I like or that I maybe don't like, and turning to something that's like, oh yeah, now all of a sudden I love this. Mm-hmm. And so I think for like the fantasy one, like the best end of that spectrum would be to take some song that I absolutely hate, like Achy Breaky Heart or Rapture by Blondie or something like that, and then do it in a style that I really like Rapture by Blondie by a female fronted electronica band,
man.
Like Phases or
that sounds great.
Doesn't it sound like Sia?
Yeah.
Don't get me wrong, I love Blondie. I love every other song by Blondie, but Rapture drives me up the wall because it is the it is the laziest rat ever.
It really is. But like a trip hoppy kind of.
Right down and lands on the ground and see a light. Then you eat a bite and then.
Chicken tastes like wood. No, it's definitely of that ilk, isn't it? Of that time.
It really is.
That kind of rap. I anything with a trip hop sound, I'm in for. I like that stuff.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Like Portishead.
Yeah.
Portishead doing a cover of Achy Breaky Heart.
Oh, that'd be great.
That would be great. I'd commission that.
This woman, finally, Paloma Faith, who apparently is on The Voice UK. That's why she's a big deal over there.
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
She is. She says here, I am in love
with
Beyonce.
The Voice Yuck, by the way.
Oh, The Voice Yuck. Got it. Yeah, she is on The Voice Yuck. She says, I am in love with Beyonce. What a woman. All right. We're done with her. She has 610.
Trump tweet or Paloma Faith?
They love me. They love me there. Everyone loves me.
People always tell me all the time.
He is doing a sales trick. You know that. Like, that's what that is.
Oh, it totally is.
It's a sales trick to constantly talk in positive
phrases
and words about you and what you're doing.
So you didn't find any. You didn't find any audio or any video of Paloma Faith that we could hear really quick.
I probably could. Let's see.
I think we should. I think we should hear a little. Paloma. If there's like a. If you see one that's obviously like an interview with Paloma Faith.
Okay.
Here we go. Got some video, Paloma Faith. So first, let's hear some music from her. Here's what she sounds like on her Vivo unit thing. All right, there's some kind of undressing going on. Goodness gracious. All right, hold on.
I tell myself you don't mean nothing. I'm what we got.
It's a little Amy Winehousey, isn't it?
It is kind of Amy Winehousey. It's very Mark Ronson Amy Winehousey. Yeah, yeah,
big time. So then she says in an interview, this is terrible. Interview. Here we go. Paloma Faith interview on the Jonathan Ross show. You know, the one that where they have a live audience, but to me, it sounds like it's canned laughter. And you'll hear it now. You hear an example.
Welcome back.
Let's skip ahead.
See that he's been keeping busy because he's gone out and got some new tattoos, okay? Now, you might have seen before, he already had the birds.
Okay, great.
But now he's added.
Okay. We're seeing the entire episode. Oh, there she is.
Okay, before we get my next guest out, ladies and gentlemen, I'm thrilled she's here. She's just been nominated for 2 Brits this week. She's one of our biggest talents. Have a great song. She is a wonderful performer. Okay. Please welcome the unique Paloma Faith.
All right, you going to say something now?
You look gorgeous, of course.
Hello.
There you go.
I always love what you wear.
Hello.
You look
great. All right.
Thank you for coming on. So you know Mickey already, is that right? You already knew Mickey.
I've met him once, and to be honest, I am a massive fan. Like,
totally, dude.
Yeah, that's
Hello.
Great.
I'm a massive fan.
Oh, love it.
We went a long way to get that, but it's fine.
It was worth it. Well worth it. Good trip.
Continue on with questions here. How about this one? I'm not reading that one. All right, here's one. Kyle Thomas. Choose, be homeless and poor for the rest of your life or be in prison for the rest of your life. And is Rafiki or Pumbaa the monkey? All right, forget about that. Homeless and poor for the rest of your life or in prison. Wait, or be in prison for the rest of your life. So those are your options. You have to be homeless and poor or you be in prison. Those are the two things you can choose.
Jeez.
Yeah, this is pretty stark. Neither one's great.
Yeah, I'll be homeless and poor. There are places I can go where I can somewhat live off the land, you know, and
I'd
rather have the freedom.
Yeah. Well, he's making an assumption that you'd be like a dude on Skid Row homeless. And I would submit that no, you would try to be an upwardly mobile guy who is just because of this magic pact you made to never go to prison. You would constantly be without a home to call your own, but that doesn't mean you wouldn't be able to like go up in the woods and kill your own deer and eat it and live used to live. I think it's all right. I think I'd choose the same. I don't want to get prison raped.
Yeah. Well, yeah, there you go. That's the other worst part of it.
I'm just going to say that out loud. See, I say it like it is, like Trump. I say what I mean.
Thank you. Thank you for telling us.
You betcha.
People ask me all the time. Frankly.
Somebody named Carrie wrote in.
Okay.
Says, whatever happened to that hot bitch that used to come in on Thursday mornings and tally the points?
Oh, yeah. I don't know what happened to her. I miss her. And maybe this Carrie person has some idea when she could come back.
Yeah. Let us know, hot bit. All right. Okay, here we go. This is from Jessica Seep, who says, okay, gentlemen, what universe would you rather live in, Mad Max or Fallout? Both are pretty brutal.
Yeah. It's like, which universe would you like to live in less?
Okay, I got it. This is an easy answer. It's actually kind of a combo. It's not Fallout 4. I don't want to live in Massachusetts in Fallout 4. That place looks smelly and dank. I want to live in the New Vegas Fallout because that's deserty, which is what the part of the Mad Max that I like is the deserty part. Actually, I'll tell you what. Post death of Immortan Joe, I'll live there.
Sure.
Because that's a good plan. You got water coming out of the thing. You only got the one little midgety brother left. He's the only one left.
Right.
What else? It's a better world now. Because Morton Joe is gone. Spoilers. And what's her name? Greasehead McGillicuddy. She's running the show now. And I like her. So I've changed my mind. I'm living in Mad Max land.
Totally with you. 100%.
All right. Shiny and Chrome. Let's see. How about this one? Tanner says, what has been your favorite podcasting moment? So ever, Brian, your favorite ever podcasting moment. You've only done thousands of shows of various kinds, so
right.
So just try to remember every single one of them in context.
There's two. Number one would be getting to interview Howard Jones on Coverville because he was the the first CD I ever bought, and I was such a huge fan, and actually getting to talk to him. The second one would be, hey, I'm going to put the headphones down right now and go throw up.
That's a good one.
It's hard to top that.
I'm going
to
say there was a time on FilmSack where I couldn't stop laughing. Mm-hmm. And I don't think I've had a laugh like that for many years before that or since. And I don't really remember what we were laughing at, but it was one of my favorite podcasting moments.
Had to be Dunaway in his Flash Gordon.
Maybe. It was euphoric laughter, yeah. Like the kind of laughter you don't want to stop.
Yeah.
I loved that. My second favorite moment was probably when I got to interview Todd McFarlane, I think. Because to me, that was like you and Howard Jones. It was like this moment to talk to this incredibly influential guy that was just a legend in his time. And he was so nice and so willing to chat and talk. And that was really great. I love doing that.
Creamy Peen for me is up there, too.
Creamy Peen's pretty good.
Yeah.
I mean, it's pretty up there is what I meant to say.
we're only two episodes away. Like,
I know.
You're going to come back from your trip. We're going to do the Monday episode. And then Tuesday is going to be 1,000, TMS 1,000.
Yeah, this is 998 today. We have one more that isn't in the 1,000. And then
we haven't even talked about if we're going to do anything for it.
We're terrible at this.
I'm just going to hop in the car Monday after TMS Monday.
Yeah.
I hop in the car, get to Green River.
Yeah.
And wait, and we'll do it live.
Okay.
We'll
It sounds like there's no reason we shouldn't do that. That sounds great.
There's nothing standing in our way.
How about this one? This is a good dad joke. Mike Lawrence, Latchance, however you say his name, says, did you hear the one about the cow and the pig that they're dating? They say it's a stable relationship. All right.
Not a question. Prove it. Can't.
Hold on a sec. Will Scott ever choose something for recommendals that follows the rules? Yes! Yes, Joseph Gates. I have and did and will.
Yeah.
It's not a problem. James says, why is Scott so... Okay, he's asking you, because he's not asking me. He's asking, why is Scott so something? So it must be you he's asking.
Asking me.
So here you go. Why is Scott so fascinated with genitals?
He's not. Prove it. You can't.
You can't. Prove it. You can't. I'm not fascinated by them. I think they're funny.
Yeah.
Because I'm a 12-year-old.
They're, this is a... Poop jokes and Brian, so it's...
Yeah. There you go.
It falls into the former category.
Oh, did I tell you when somebody trolling Wendy on her website? Did I tell you about this?
Oh, no, really?
And I got so... I haven't had that kind of anger since someone said something nasty about my daughters.
Right?
I get very protective. When it's me, who cares? Mm-hmm. Let's drag it out and do it in public. I don't care. But when it's my daughters or my sister, something kicks in.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe that's why I'm so fired up.
Could be.
But... And I do have a theory I want to share about why I think Trump gets to me so bad. And it's going to surprise everybody as to why. It's nothing like you think. So I'm going to save it, though.
Trolling your sister.
I'm saving it for jury when he gets back for a Tuesday. So it's going to be a week before people hear.
Wow. Jury's going to be on our 1,000th if all goes according to plan.
Oh, my gosh. That's weird to think. Mm-hmm. But anyway, somebody's trolling her and saying terrible things to her on this website. And she writes me, she says, yeah, so my first troll ever. How do you deal with them? And we talked about it a little bit. But, man, I wanted to go after this guy. And it's just like, you freaking coward, just going to hide behind the internet, not come out and be a man and show your face and let's have a real conversation. So I challenged this guy to a Skype conversation, a Skype video call.
Battle rap. A rap battle.
That would have been fine. Guess where he went? Poof, into the midair.
Right.
He's nowhere to be found now. Why?
Because
he's a coward, a-hole, butthole squeezer butt.
Wow.
All right. Final question from Linky McScots, who says... Whoops, where'd it go? Favorite lunch meat. What do you like there?
Salami.
Ooh. Going for one of the more cured meats.
The more cured meats, yeah.
Roast beef.
Good too.
Yeah. If I'm just picking one, I think it's too much salami, I'll give you beef I can do. he also asked, what's your favorite spam dish?
Oh.
And he
Can't really say I like any of them because the most recent time I tried spam and I was in Hawaii and somebody said, oh, you got to try spam musubi.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, oh, okay, cool. I tried it. And it felt like there were bones ground up in my spam.
That's disgusting.
Yeah. Like I'd take a bite and it was like,
crunchy?
Not sand grit, but like cartilage grit.
Hey, I got news for you.
There are ground up cartilage and bones.
I think there is. Yeah, I think that's what makes spam spam, right?
Yeah.
Spare parts and meat. Is that what it stands for, Captain Kipper? I love it.
Spare parts and meat. That's amazing.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I'll do one more. Since we're talking about food, Cranium says, what are your favorite toppings to put on a baked potato? I'm kind of a pretty traditional guy in that way. I like bacon, like crunched up bacon, butter, sour cream, gravy if you got it.
Oh,
wow. Yeah, a little gravy
that's
there.
That's a little out of the tradition. You know, when you go to Outback and you said like a fully loaded baked potato, that's what I want on my potato. Basically, it's that little container. Well, I guess when you get it to go, you get that little container that's got layered butter, sour cream, chives, and bacon.
Yep.
And cheddar. And you just go floop, right? Flip it upside down right on top of the potato and boom, you're done.
Yep. And just a little bit of expectorated air particles from the chef in the back who coughed on it.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah. You know the stuff. You know what I'm talking about.
I don't think it's... I don't think it's genitals that Scott's infatuated with.
You know what? Right now, I am totally paranoid
You're Howie Mandeling all over the place.
I am. I don't want any foodborne illnesses, and I don't want any chesty things. I don't want anything right now. I want to be healthy, wealthy, and wise. But for now, just healthy will be good enough. So I just don't want anything. I want to go there, and I want to have fun, Brian. You can't... This is the problem. When you spread out your vacations 18 years apart, then... It all hangs in the balance, and if one little thing goes wrong, it feels like, well, that sucks because it was the only time we ever took a vacation. I need to take more of them, so on those where I do get, you know, somebody fed me some bad shrimp or I get hit in the head with a bat or whatever happens, at least I can say, well, don't worry about it because we're going again next year.
Exactly.
Right. I can't go, I'll see you in 2062. Shit.
Yeah.
All right, we're done. If you want to send in your own questions to the Ask TMS segment, you can. It's hashtag AskTMS on Twitter. You can send them anytime. We will bumble through them not this next coming Thursday because we won't be here, but the following Thursday after that. You can find us at patreon.com/TMS. You can find us at frogpants.com/TMS. 801-471-0462 is our phone number. Email us themorningstream@gmail.com on Twitter. We are at morningstream, at Scott Johnson, and at Coverville.
Mm-hmm.
Frogpants.reddit.com for everything else. All right, I think that's it. A bunch of shows this weekend. Tune in for those.
That's right. Film Sack with the
Oh, right. Almost forgot.
Constantine,
yes.
Yes.
Constantine,
yes, he can. So that'll happen tomorrow. Or no, that'll happen Sunday. Tomorrow you'll get the instance. You'll get Current Geek.
Current Geek.
Carrot Cake. And then what else? I think that's it. Maybe cool. A new core if there's time. If not, that'll be my final thing until I get back home. And all my fears of getting stuck in Mexico, be damned. I'll be back. We'll do more shows. Everything will be fine.
And look for me at least in Overwatch and hit me up.
Yeah.
We'll play.
I'm going to play a little Saturday, I think. If I can get free minute.
Saturday's but not for experience.
No, points. I don't even know if that's happening yet because there's a bunch of stuff we got to do. We have to put a new door in the house so that while we're gone, the kids have a locked door. It's a long story.
Yeah, anyway, makes sense.
That's it. Let's do, you have music? What are we doing here? You got music?
Got music. Of course I got music. And this is something I'm really excited to play. We've talked about this all week long. Tuesday, the brand new album from your friend and mine, Siv, Tyler Shaw, and his band Brother Wild came out. It's called White Flag. I've got a copy of it right here. I feel like David Letterman. Coming up right now on the show, Brother Wild.
Yeah, Paul, you hear about that? Yeah.
Paul, you hear about this?
Or whatever.
Slipped into a little Jay Leno there.
Yeah.
This is the first single from the brand new album White Flag by Brother Wild. I find myself singing along to this now. And I'm sure you will, too. It's very catchy. The song is called Leave It All Behind. And that's what Scott is going to do for a week.
Yeah, I guess I am. Awesome. Well, we'll be back in a week. So you guys enjoy all the reruns you can stand. There's some talk of Jerry and freaking Bill doing some sort of...
Doing a bootleg version?
Bootleggy thing. So catch that live wherever that happens. It won't be on the feed, I can tell you that. what else? I guess that's it. That's everything. So here's Siv playing the guitar as well as he plays Heroes of the Storm, which is very impressive. It's Leave It All Behind, which I'm doing right now. Bye, everybody.
Sometimes I try to ignore it all. Turn the noise down and just wait for you to call. Oh, I wanna leave it all behind. Chasing after roads with no headlights. I just wanna leave it all behind. Underneath the pale blue
Network. Get more at frogpants.com.
And Bob's your uncle.
Yeah.